Let's give the Lord a clap offering again. Thank you very much. Let's go to the second reading for today's service. As we stand up and open to the book of Mark, chapter 4. And we will call on our brother, the lay reader, Olumide, read it from verse 30 to 32.
I read in the name of the Lord. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it.
And may the Lord have blessed the reading of this word. And the third reading shall be read by Sister Ify, and it is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold
That's
and
right.
silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, satisfied and meet for master's use, and prepare unto every good work.
And may the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Does that remind you of where you're coming from? Very religious, isn't it? Amen. They call you to caution that you are in a holy program. You are before a holy God. They cause you to be conscious of the presence of the Lord. And I love that about the denominations. Sometimes we get so familiar with the Holy Ghost that we come anyhow, we act anyhow, and we believe that is worship. But sometimes we should do certain things to let us know that we are not before a man, we are before the great creator himself. Praise God. I want to continue with the sermon topic we've been looking at, the types of believers. We'll try to look at the type of believer. We're continuing from where we stopped. If you don't know the way to heaven, you cannot lead people to heaven. If you don't know who Christ is, you will not be able to bring people to him, because you will not be able to identify him yourself. But we thank God for the spirit of revelation. And I tried within the last messages to let you know that what that parable is all about. The parable of the mustard seed. It is talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What it will go through. And he used the parable of the mustard seed, one of the least seeds that exists, is planted, but with time as it grows, it brings out strong branches, becomes a big tree with branches. And he said, the fowls of the air come there under the shadow of it to take refuge. And that is the church. And when he says the fowls, he's talking about the different types of believers that come to Christ. One man in Galilee, one man in Jerusalem, one man in Israel, one son of God, one instrument God used, the Lord Jesus himself. Only one. And see what it has produced within the last 2,000 years. It has become such a mighty tree with mighty branches. And all manner of birds are perching therein. But there are at least some particular types of birds that we need to use to describe the various types of believers supposedly following the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important we know this. Every mystery we receive is supposed to cause you to positionally place yourself in the body of Christ, in the program of God. And over earth, different types of vessels in that great house. You know, it says some are to honor, and some dishonor. And alive as 21, there is a need for you to know who you are. That's the purpose of this message. It says, a man therefore purge himself from these carnalities he has spoken before he reached verse 20, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and suitable, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. There is a need for you to purge yourself. But how will you purge yourself when you don't know what to take out from you? How will you know how to serve God acceptably? Remember, the mystery of it all is that he allowed all these vessels to come in. He allowed all these birds to come into the ark of Noah, a type of the church. Noah brought them in there, but there are some there that are there to fulfill a purpose of God. And we saw the two groups displayed very clearly when Noah had cause to use a dove and to use a raven. And in the last message, if you were not here, get a copy of it. We try to let you know why he first sent the raven before he sent the dove. And why it was the dove that let him know that he can now come out of the ark. And how he got to know the revelation of what was outside after the flood. It took the dove to let him know that. Praise the Lord. And these Christians, we know them. Their characteristics of these birds let us identify these believers who are supposedly in the church. And many of us think everybody going to church and operating a gift and anointing as a child of God. But let you know there are vessels, and there are some unto honor and there are some unto dishonor. Yes, they call upon Christ, and you may even say that it's Christ that anointed them. But listen, there is a family that had the same father, some children that had the same father, and the same mother, Esau and Jacob. They have the same father. They have the same mother. But something happened that made God to prophesy even before they were born. Jacob I love, Esau I hate, but the same father. And there are two groups of believers, supposedly the church also, that God is saying the same thing. One group he hates, another one he loves. Why? Because the narrative of the character of Esau was that he was a profane one. Profanity. He had no respect to birthright. It's a type of Christians that have no respect, no fear, no love of God. They have no, they toy, you can toy with anything, the eternal destination, they play with it. It means nothing to them. They are the ones that will trade even eternal life for the food, momentary pressure, pleasures that they will get on earth here. Esau, yet the same father gave birth to them, the same mother gave birth to them. There's even another family again. This time, a different fathers, with different mothers. It's a type of the church. It's a type of the church. Different fathers, different fathers, but the same mother. The same mother. And we're talking about Ishmael and Isaac. One is the product of man's idea, and the other one was the son of promise. And that is talking about the denominational system that is produced by ideas of men. They worship God. He said, but God looks at them and tells them, in vain do they worship me. Teaching for commandments, commandment of men. Commandment of men. Ideas of men. Yet they have the same mother they were given birth to in the same womb. In the same crusade, produced that man that has started that ministry that is now general overseer over. Praise God. And there is another one too that have the same mother but different fathers. The type of the church. We're talking about Cain and Abel. Same mother, but their origin, their papa, they're not the same. Which is confirmed by the parable of the wheat and tares in Matthew 13. That the owner of that farm, the right owner of that womb, planted his own seed there. While Adam slept, while men slept, the enemy went to the same woman and planted his own seed there too. And that is the condition of the church. But by their fruits, we know their nature. We know their origin. By their fruit, by their nature. I mean, we know their origin by their nature. It's important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember that Christ, our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. As the dove was to Noah a sign, that is how the dove also was a sign to us. With the introduction of who Jesus Christ is, it was the sign that God gave us to know who that Jesus is. He used the sign of a dove when the Spirit of God descended upon him. Let's read some scripture. John chapter 1. This was the narration of John. Verse 32 to 34. This was the sign that God gave us. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. How did John know that this is the Son of God? The one that he saw the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. How did he know? He got a sign. How will I know you are a child of God? I must see the sign of that dove also upon you. I'm saying something. Amen. The same way we identify, you see, it's very easy to identify a Christian. Very, very easy. Very, very easy. It's not by the size of the Bible you hold. It's not by the gift you operate. There is a pointer to who you are. The characteristic of a dove. Go and study that bird, the dove. Then you'll understand why God chose it to be the sign that he will identify that that is the Son of God. And if he is the first Son of God, he is also referred to as our elder brother. Amen. If the first branch is holy, all other branches must be holy if they are from the same vine. Praise the Lord. There's another sign that we will know a true son of God, a true daughter of God. Hallelujah. Thomas, they told him, we have seen Jesus, we have seen Jesus. He said, me too, if I see him, he has resurrected, I want to see him too. Jesus appeared to him. He needed a sign to know that that is the Jesus that died and was buried. If you are the one, I know how you were dealt with on the cross. I know how they dealt with on the cross. Let me see your hand. I must see the mark of crucifixion. And when he saw the mark, amen, he fell down and worshipped him. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, you will worship a demon and think you are worshipping Jesus. There must be something for you to identify who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if you will follow me. How many people are following Jesus here? Thank you. Even two stood up. Some sisters stood up. Thank you. But you can say it with your mouth. But why will I use to believe you? He said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross. So before I will believe you're a follower of Jesus, you must show me your cross. Little suffering. Hey, check out. You don't run, come out. One demon shake you small, fire one arrow at you. You say, hey. Then they fire people for this church. Then they throw arrow for this church. You will run. Every one of us, every one of us, that we go and be with Jesus, he has set himself an example of the way we will follow. If they hated him, they will hate you also. They rejected him, they will reject you also. He went through trial, temptation, scourging, all the difficulty. He said, amen. When these things happen to you, he said, don't think it as if it's a strange thing that come upon you. For all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The sign, therefore, that he gave John to know who he is the sign of a dove. And it is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. We love to sing that song. Noah had drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had sought, but not from above. God gave him his son.
On the wheel.
say you're a Christian. You say you're a Christian. Then why are you suffering like this? You say you're a Christian. You say you're a Christian. Why are you suffering like this? Paul had an eye infirmity. Paul had the ability. Mighty miracle signs and wonders. In Revelation, no human being now under grace has seen the revelation Paul saw. Handkerchief from his hand, from his pocket. He's not thus said the Lord, though. He's not thus said the Lord, though. And my brother, my father is sick. I cannot come there. The distance is too far. But take this handkerchief. And the handkerchief will be placed and healing will take place. Yet, he had an eye problem. He called it a thorn in the flesh. He said it is a messenger of Satan that was buffeting him. He sought the Lord thrice. He said, God, tell him, say, I'm not going to come out of him. Oh, I'm not going to come out of him. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. So God can demonstrate his strength in you through the frustrations you are going through. No, have revelation so that nobody, no, see, me, I have revelation of ministry work. I have revelation. Nobody can discourage me. And discouragements come every day from within, from without. But when they come, I will say, Satan, you don't come. I know better than this. William Branham, that God used mightily in healing, mighty healings. He had a stomach trouble. He suffered for 40 years. When he comes, if you will pity him as you will be crying, pain. In a vision, he saw a dove that God used in a particular way to cut the long story short. And it happened exactly where he went and he saw that dove. He saw that dove. That he saw on that squirrel, the demon that was tormenting him in the stomach was a spirit like a squirrel, because he loved squirrel hunting, that entered him. And all of a sudden, he saw a strange a phenomenon where a squirrel was caught in between, you know, some thorns somewhere and died there, could not escape. And a dove was waiting there. As William Branham came to the bush, physically, not vision now, he saw the dove that flew away. And then he knew his scriptures. He knew that was a sign. And he came and he told his wife, he said, that demon, that squirrel demon that has been disturbing me, he said that God gave me a sign that he has taken it away. Bring the food I could not eat before. Let me eat now. And then he added this stanza to that song. Though I have suffered in many a way, he said, I cried for healing. He cried for healing. But night and day. But his faith was not forgotten. Faith wasn't forgotten. By the Father above, he said, he gave me his sign. Hallelujah. On the wings of a dove. Everybody now. Hey, on the wings of a storm. And you too, you have your sign. Amen. Now, the next bird, there are actually two birds. The eagle and the vulture. They are birds. And there are two types of believers. Two types of Christians. And we see that in Matthew chapter 24, let's read it from verse 23. Jesus Christ was saying something, and we need to catch the whole story. I mean, the whole picture. Then if any man, then is future. Then future. In future, in a future time to come, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, he is in Ikotu, he is in Ijesha, he is where in South Africa, he is whatever he is. He said what? Believe it not. The next verse, please. Why? For there shall arise, he didn't say false Jesuses. What did he say? False Christ. Christ means anointing. Anointing. False anointed ones and false prophets. And shall show great signs and wonders in future. Is this not that period that Christ was referring to? In so much that if it were possible, but it is not possible, they shall deceive the very elect. There is another group of believers known as the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Therefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers somewhere, believe it not. For, listen very well now, this is how you will identify him. And what I'm saying is a little deep. Please listen very carefully so that you will catch it, all of us. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west. He's talking about the sun. The sun that shines in the morning, it rises from the east. And where does it end? In the west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That is why he said, if they tell you, go here, or go there, go here, or go there, see him there, see him there. Don't worry. He will not be static. He will be moving like the sun moves. And he moved from the east in Jerusalem. And look at the history of the revival. And where Christ lands, there is always a revival. Because he makes noise. Church, Christ makes noise. He causes attraction. When God moves, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each time the light shines, everybody will see the light. Amen. From the east, the history of the church, the word from Pentecost in Jerusalem, they began to move and see how the light moved. I don't want to waste time on this. We have taken that sermon on the seven church ages, and then you'll understand that the sun will end in the west. And this is one of the reasons why we believe that the last move of God will be in the west. And symbolically, I mean, practically before us, we saw that west, the last move of God, the last move of God is in America. God used a black man by the name of William Seymour in America to bring in the third work of grace that was destroyed. After it left Europe, with John Wesley, sanctification, the gospel moved to America. And the last move of God for the perfecting of the saints was through that man, William Mario Abraham, in the restoration ministry. American. And after the gospel, the light ends in the evening, in the night, in the west, where will it appear again? Where will it appear again? In the east, where it started before, because it is a circle. The gospel will go back to Israel for their own revival after we are gone in the rapture. Can't you see that the day of redemption is near? Men's hearts are failing for fear.
Be filled.
look up.
Look up, your redemption is
there. You are not understanding what is happening. Jesus spoke about the fig tree. When you see it stand, that fig tree is Israel. They scattered them. When they will come back finally, they are coming back for the light of the gospel to return to them. And they came back in 1948. And Jesus said, the generation that will see that Israel come back will not pass away until they will see the coming of the Lord. No peace anywhere. Let me tell you, it is normal. Church, listen. Learn to know this God so that you will know how to walk with Him. Hallelujah. Learn to walk. Learn to walk with God so that we will know how to, how to walk with, learn, study to know Him so that you know how to walk with Him. Because we know Him by His characteristics. See, all the people, the enemies of Israel, that dealt with Israel, they dealt with Israel, dealt heavy blow on Israel, scattered and deal with them. Till now, they don't have peace. And all those who were laughing at Israel because they scattered and even came and took over their land, up till now, since Israel came back, no peace. Church, anybody that is disturbing you because you are a daughter of God, because you are a son of God, because you are a Christian, don't worry. After God has restored you, even if you are in your estate because God is punishing you, His anger is not forever. He is a merciful God. He will bring you back. He will restore you after He has dealt with you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When He finished restoring you, then you will begin to deal with them one by one. The whole of Arab nations now, no peace anywhere. No peace. All of them, battle. But Israel is getting stronger and stronger. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign. It's a sign.
Photo.
The Gentiles come back with horrors. Glory land is a sign for the Gentiles. That's why we sing in these the closing days of God. We're in the closing days.
What joy,
the glory and hope of God.
The soon,
oh, wondrous truths of life.
He shall reign,
King of kings, Lord of lords. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
My heart shall sing when I post to remember. Hallelujah.